ComC is your home to buy, sell, and flip all the hottest trading cards. Are you tired of spending hours listing cards for sale? Well, ComC Marketplace is the easiest place to sell cards online. ComC will identify, scan, list, store, insure, package, and ship. Just send them your cards, and they take care of the rest. All you have to do is set the price. Visit ComC.com today to start selling your cards. You're listening to the Wax Pack Hero Sports Card Minute, a podcast where we discuss both the hobby and business sides of collecting. I'm your host, Mike Summer, and I want to help you buy, sell, and trade your way into a collection you'll love. Today, I want to share some thoughts that I wrote down for a recent Hobby News Daily article. And those thoughts, as you'll see in the episode, they date back all the way to 2020. I got a lot out of it. I got a lot about reflecting on those thoughts, and I hope that maybe this will resonate with some of you out there as well. So here it is. It's called, I Give Up. I Quit. Can I be honest with you for a minute? Is this a safe space? Okay, great. I'm just going to assume you said yes. For the last month or two, I've been feeling frustrated with my hobby experience. I mean, it hasn't been all bad, but it's probably felt more frustrating than fun. Lately, there's been several times I find myself scrolling through hobby social media feeds saying, I don't care about any of this stuff. These cards are dumb. Why in the world do so many people listen to what this idiot is saying? There's been times where I've wondered if I've shared all I can share in the hobby. I'm not sure my thoughts or perspectives are resonating with anyone these days. I recently stumbled across an article I wrote a while ago. It was March 2020 to be exact, and in it, I challenged frustrated collectors to take a deep look at what they enjoy and what they don't enjoy about the hobby, and then consider if there's something they need to quit in order to have more fun. I think it's time I do a bit of reflection on the topic to see if I might be able to benefit from some addition by subtraction. I'm a bit biased, but I really like what I wrote, so I wanted to include the contents of that post in today's episode in its entirety. I hope you find some value in hearing it. This is from waxpackhero.com in March of 2020. Let me ask you a question. Do you enjoy collecting cards? No, really. If the whole card industry went away, do you think your life would be better or worse? I think if you really stop and think about it, an honest answer for some would be yes, I would be better off if it all went away. And for others, you can't fathom a life without cards. Regardless of what your answer was to that question, I want to challenge you to think through why you answered what you did. The card industry is the strongest it's been in years. Manufacturers continue to have increasing sales, new hobby shops are popping up, attendance at the National continues to climb, and both new and returning collectors are adding to the ranks of folks who are active in the hobby community. Some seem to embrace this collecting resurgence we've seen, but others seem to view the hobby through a negative lens. And that's what I want to speak about today. The collector who just can't help but look at the current state of the hobby in a negative light. Studies have shown that constant negativity damages your relationships and the moods of those you interact with, but it also hurts your mental and physical health through elevated stress levels. There are a lot of things in life that can be a challenge to deal with, and they aren't always going to go according to plan. But in this scenario, we're talking about a hobby, a pastime which is supposed to relax us and give us an escape from the day-to-day stresses of life. Yet for some collectors, they bring their bad mood and their pessimistic perspective into the hobby. If this is you, I'm curious to know why you continue to collect. Does it bring you joy? Or does it only add to your frustration and stress? Have you found yourself wondering that same thing? If you find yourself on the side of stress, anxiety, and frustration, it may be time for you to quit. Really, it's okay. You can walk away. Why waste your money on something you're no longer enjoying? Why engage with a community that causes anger and frustration? Why spend your time creating more negativity when there are things you could be doing that actually bring you joy? There's an often quoted Bible verse that says, "There's a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens." That means sometimes that season passes and it's time to move on. Why not just quit? "But Mike, I can't quit. What would I do with my time? I've already got so much of who I am invested in this hobby. If I walked away, I'd miss it. It's really just a few things that bother me." Ah, now we're getting somewhere. Maybe you don't need to quit the entire hobby. Maybe you just need to quit certain things. Maybe you just need to quit collecting a certain way. Move from a set collector to a team collector. Stop chasing autos and focus on a team. Just because you've always collected one way doesn't mean you always have to collect that way. Find a new angle which brings back the joy and excitement you felt when you were just getting started. Change is okay. In fact, it's even good for you. Try something new. Get that passion back. Maybe you just need to quit following a certain account. Life's too short to willingly put yourself through misery, especially if that misery comes via social media accounts of internet strangers you've never met. You may not need to quit the hobby. You might just need to quit some of the people in the hobby that get you all worked up. The unfollow and block buttons can be your friend. And for whatever reason, some unhappy people make it their mission to make others feel as awful as they do. Don't allow that to happen. Don't give them the mental real estate necessary to alter your mood. Unfriend, unfollow, and even block if necessary and move on. Maybe you just need to quit spending so much time and money on cards, especially if that's adding stress to your finances or other relationships. Find ways to set a budget or generate additional income to make it a self-sustaining hobby. Even good things done in excess can be bad for you, and the hobby is no different. If you find yourself in a situation where the time or the money you're spending on cards is hurting your finances or your relationships, it's time for a change. Or maybe you need to quit thinking of yourself as a hobby gatekeeper whose role it is to correct everyone else's incorrect opinions. It's a big world out there, and there's a lot of people in it. Many of them will make mistakes, and many of them will have opinions that aren't necessarily based on fact. Thank goodness I'm not required to correct them or convince them that they're wrong. That's not my job, and guess what? It's not yours either. I can do what I can to educate, to share knowledge and information, and to point people to resources that can help them enjoy the hobby more. Stop trying to change things you have no control over. It makes life much more enjoyable. In best-selling author Bob Goff's book called Love Does, he describes how he quits something every Thursday. This creates the space necessary to fill his life with things and people he truly loves. I recommend checking out that book and maybe even trying that strategy. So my challenge to you is this. Think about why you collect. Think about what you like about the hobby and what drains your enthusiasm. Then decide, what are you going to quit so that you can enjoy this great hobby more? I wrote that 4 years ago in March of 2020. And I tell you what, when I wrote that originally, I was in a pretty positive place. Things were going great for me. My collection was growing. The blog was growing. I had just launched the podcast only a few months earlier, and things were all roses in the world of Wax Pack Hero. And then 2020 happened, and then 2021 and 2022, and we saw a whole lot of changes in the hobby, some of them positive, some of them not so much. But I, looking back on it, I realized that I was taking it upon myself to call out things that I viewed negatively in the hobby. I would get frustrated at people that I thought were less than ethical and doing things in a way that would lead people to lose money over time and have a negative hobby experience. And sometimes when I tried to share a different perspective, I got a lot of pushback. And I think over time that started to build up a sense of resentment in me. And so I look back at this and I realized that I needed to take some of my own advice. And instead of trying to call out the negative sides of some of these actors and some of these hobby activities and some of these approaches to collecting, I just needed to step back and share the way that I collect and share the stories from people who are collecting in a way that contributes to a positive hobby experience, and stop talking about some of these activities and companies that are leading people to potentially lose more money. You know, some of those call outs and some of those thoughts have actually cost me sponsorships. I've lost sponsors because of some of the actions that I was encouraging people to take and some of the thoughts that I had that I think would ultimately make the hobby better for collectors in the long run, even though they might hurt a hobby business or a hobby company in the short run. And so I've lost sponsors over sharing some of those thoughts and ideas. And as I talk about it, I guess it's not that I want to stop sharing information that collectors need to know to be wary or to be cautious about the types of things that they're buying or the way that they're going about their collection. I think it's more of sharing those things in a way that can help educate, but not internalize it in a way that makes it a personal crusade to convince people that they have to collect my way and not that way. I think that is the key distinction. That understanding that it's not my responsibility to convince them that those activities or that approach to collecting is not going to be positive for them in the long run. It's my job is just to share information that I feel will be helpful and make it a positive collecting experience for somebody. So there you have it. I've been spending some time trying to figure out why have these last few months been more frustrating for me in the hobby. And I think this topic is one of those reasons why. I think there's some things that I need to quit or cut back on or approach in a little different manner that's going to allow me to enjoy the hobby going forward. Was that helpful to anybody out there? Was that helpful to any of you? Let me know. Reach out to me on Twitter at TheMikeSummer. Send me an email at waxpackhero@gmail.com. Find me on TikTok, Instagram, or Threads at waxpackhero. And let me know if there's anything from today's episode that hit with you, that connected with you. That is all I've got for you today. Come on back next week and we're going to be talking wrestling again. We're going to have author Brad Balukjian to talk about his brand new book, The Six Pack, where he tracks down several wrestlers from the 80s to find out what they're up to these days and to kind of tell their story. I really enjoyed the book and I really enjoyed my conversation with Brad. That's all I've got for you today, so I'll catch you next time.